May is Michigan Wine Month, and the wine of the month is
my glass is empty.
Get
but
bigger
we'll make
glasses.
Sure that you know where to get it refilled as we celebrate the month of May. We're joined by Caroline Rizzo, Communications Manager at Grand Traverse Resort and Spa, which is in the heart of Michigan wine country. Caroline, how are you?
Good morning, guys. I'm just missing a glass of wine right now.
Well, it is, I guess, the breakfast of champions in the month of May. This is a lot of fun, and this is one of those growth industries. You know, I saw from AAA, 1.3 million people are going to be hitting the road from Memorial Day week, and that tells you that folks are willing to travel in order to sample things like this and celebrate those joys in life.
Yeah, and that's what's exciting is people are wanting to get out and they're wanting to come up north and they're wanting to either experience something new, which you can do almost every time you come up north. Even if you've been venturing up this way for years and years, you can make every trip a little different. And whether that's Memorial Day weekend with activities then or throughout the month of May, Michigan Wine Month, there's so much to see and do.
I was just going to ask you about the number of wineries around Grand Traverse Resort. I mean, how many could you actually hit if you make your place the home base?
Well, safely in a day, I would say.
With a driver.
With a driver. Yes, exactly. Safely in one day with a driver. You know, most people like 3 to 4 is kind of the sweet spot because they're all so unique and different. You don't want to rush in and out of these places. You want to sit and you want to experience them. Some of them have gorgeous views of East or West Grand Traverse Bay. Others are kind of more homey and intimate, and you're right within the vines and the orchards that are kind of even surrounding these wineries. And then others have gorgeous, just like rolling hills and beautiful views. And so they invite you to come in and really experience their tasting rooms, their wine products, even the other entertainment and pieces that they put out at the tasting room. So 3 to 4 in a day is kind of perfect because you can really take each spot in and you can also see the rest of the area. There's about 12, a little more than 12 wineries on Old Mission Peninsula, and then you've got another couple dozen on the Leelanau Peninsula. So you've also got 2 different peninsulas to go and experience. Old Mission's the closest one from Grand Traverse Resort and Spa. So if you're staying with us, you make that your home base. Old Mission's going to be a little bit easier, but if you want to make the trip out to Leelanau Peninsula too, there's really great wineries and destinations out there.
So, Carolina, Grand Traverse Resort and Spa, I understand, hosting a distillery tour as part of Traverse City Encore.
Wait, distillery?
Yes.
Hold
yes.
up.
We have a distillery tour at the end of May, but Traverse City Tourism is putting together their Uncorked Passport again for Michigan Wine Month. And then we're putting together some really nice features up in Erie Restaurant for different local wineries. So, talking wine first, we've got Michigan Wine Month right now, the whole month of May. Traverse City Tourism puts together their Uncorked Passport, which is free to download on your phone. And then participating wineries between both Old Mission and Leelanau Peninsula will give you deals on there. So you might get a free glass of sparkling rosé at Bonobo Winery or 10% off a bottle purchase at another winery. So that's a really great thing to download if you're coming up anytime in the month of May, even if it's going to go to one winery. Take a look at the passport, but of course we encourage you to try many more than that. If you're staying with us at the resort, Erie Restaurant up on the 16th floor of the tower is such a beautiful restaurant, such mm-hmm. a gorgeous venue for awesome customer service, wonderful food, and then, like I said, views. And you actually get to see Old Mission Peninsula from Erie Restaurant, which is really cool. But
well, can we point out, too, that if you want to clear your head after a day, you can walk the beautiful lengths of the Grand Traverse Resort golf courses, too.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, if you're on property, you have 900 acres to just kind of explore, whether that's just by foot, kind of walking around, right, clearing your head, taking in the beauty of of Northern Michigan. If you want to get out on any of the three golf courses, of course, that's another great way to clear your head. Then you might bring some frustration into your mind, depending on how your game's going, but also a good way to clear your head. I like doing that down at the driving range.
Caroline, it's mid-May. Is there still time to book your trip up north to do these fun things?
Oh, absolutely. Still got a lot going on. It is kind of crazy that we're already heading into that second full week of May, but we've got a lot still happening. I mean, Memorial Day weekend is still a couple weeks away, and we've got a lot opening that weekend at the resort. Governor's Pool will be opening for the weekend. Same with our private beach club down along East Grand Traverse Bay. And then kind of at the end of May, like Lloyd was mentioning, on Thursday, May 23rd up there, we're doing a private distillery tour at Grand Traverse Distillery. And that is just booked through our website, and it's for our guests only. So there's still a lot kind of going on. And if you can ever come more midweek and you're able to come up maybe on a Thursday, do that distillery tour and stay till Sunday or Thursday to Saturday, or come up on a Sunday and stay till Tuesday. Those are kind of the sweet spots for people. And that's kind of a good pro tip for even summer bookings as well.
And for those, Caroline, who may be new to exploring the wine scene in Michigan, what advice would you offer to make the most out of, you know, Traverse City Uncorked or even similar events in the region?
Yeah, because we do a lot throughout the year. I mean, it depending whether it's wine month or restaurant week or other things that the region is celebrating, there is so much to see and do, and I think you can get a little overwhelmed. So start with, again, finding where you're going to stay. If you're coming up here, at least make your home base. And the resort is a great spot to do that, because in addition to everything you're probably exploring in the region and experiencing, we have so much to offer on property between the spa and the golf and the dining and even the shopping, our location, our private beach for the summer. So make your home base a good spot, and then just plan ahead. And if you are doing things like the wineries, it is definitely smart to have a driver, have a company that takes you out there, because then they're kind of like your own little personal concierge too. And they can offer kind of some of the best places to go and maybe which ones might not be as busy at certain times of the day or which route to take, so you're not overwhelmed with trying to experience it all, have fun, and also do all the planning and logistics.
We should also say, if you haven't sampled Grand Traverse wines in a while, the diversity of reds that you have up there now are so much greater than what they used to have. And while the food is great at the Grand Traverse Resort and dinner there is a must, I got to tell you, when you visit these wineries, the nibbles are pretty incredible, too. I had one of the best wood-fired pizzas of my life at a winery up there.
Yes, they're all putting in kitchens and have chefs and all these homemade really great dishes. I mean, some of them still just give you a great cheese and charcuterie board, and that really hits the spot during a wine tour day. But when you can get into these ones that have these kitchens and their own chefs now, too, with pizzas and dishes, they're also hosting, this is something to kind of watch for, and we do a lot of these at the resort, too, really incredible wine dinners and pairing dinners. So just kind of pay attention to the resort's website or TraverseCity.com, because there's a lot of events listed on there, and you can go and do a private wine pairing dinner at some of these wineries too, where they let you sample a number of wines and put really great food dishes with them.
This sounds really fun to me. So I'm very
interested.
Yeah. Maybe on the way up to the policy conference, we detour to Grand Traverse.
Yeah, we just hang out.
We'll welcome you guys.
Caroline Rizzo, thank you so much. Communications Manager of Grand Traverse Resort and Spa.
Yeah, you know, Napa is beautiful, but Napa can't give you a lakefront view.
That's
Grand
right.
Traverse can.
That's right.
Caroline, thanks so much. When we come back, the Pistons, their string of wonderful luck continues. We'll tell you about where they'll be picking in the draft next on JR Morning.
Spring weather is really unpredictable, and it can wreak havoc on our plumbing systems. Lloyd knows. Lloyd's now a converter to Shelby Mechanical. He loves them. They came same day to help him in his home. In my home, we run into clogged pipes that, you know, can originate from these tree roots in our yard, and other debris builds up in the pipes. And so we get Shelby Mechanical Hydrojetting Service. It clears up everything, so we have no plumbing issues. This spring, Shelby Mechanical wants to give you ways to save. How about $150 off hydrojetting service when getting those sewer lines cleaned? $50 off sump pump installation, or you could get $25 off hose bib repair for the outdoor spigot as we get ready to water our flowers throughout summer. Take advantage of these discounts to get same day like Lloyd or next day plumbing service. Call Shelby Mechanical for your home or office at 586-726-9444 or visit shelbymechanical.net. That's shelbymechanical.net. For projects big and small, you know who to call. Shelby Mechanical for all your plumbing needs.